From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Bush visited with wounded soldiers at two Washington-area military hospitals today. Meeting with reporters afterwards, he said he didn't know if Saddam Hussein was dead or alive, but he added, quote, "I know he is not in power." NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
It was the first time the president has spoken publicly since the fall of Saddam Hussein's regime in Iraq. He said he didn't think he'd ever forget the toppling of the statue of Saddam in Baghdad, and that he was moved by seeing the jubilation on the faces of ordinary Iraqis. Taking reporters' questions at the Bethesda Naval Hospital outside Washington, Mr. Bush said he was not yet ready to declare victory in Iraq. He said he wouldn't do so until he got word from military commanders in the region, specifically Army General Tommy Franks, who has led the campaign to oust Saddam.
The war will end when Tommy Franks says we've achieved our objective.
Mr. Bush was asked about Syria, whom administration officials have previously accused of aiding the Iraqi military. The president called on the Damascus government to cooperate and turn over any Iraqi officials who may seek refuge.
Syria just needs to know we expect full cooperation and we strongly urge them not to allow for Ba'ath Party members or Saddam's families or generals on the run to seek safe haven and find safe haven there.
The president said that if those responsible for crimes in Iraq are found in Syria, he expects Syria will, in his words, turn them over to the proper folks. The president spent part of the afternoon with wounded soldiers at the Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington and then stopped at the National Naval Medical Center in Bethesda. He awarded a dozen Purple Hearts and then stood witness as two wounded Marines became U.S. citizens. He called it a profound moment in what was a historic week. He seemed moved that a number of the wounded service people expressed hope they would heal quickly so they could return to Iraq.
It's an amazing thing when you see a person wounded sitting there in a wheelchair or bound up in bandages or these different looking metal things sticking out of them to hold them together. A young man looked you in the eye and said, "I can't wait to get back to my unit. I hope I'm healed fast enough to get back to Iraq."
Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.